Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. Glad to be your host here in this new year of 2024. In today's competitive cattle market, how do you make sure that you get the best price at market? It's simple. You start with the best. Slot and Angus 36th Annual Bull Sale will be Monday, February 12th, Faith, South Dakota at Faith Livestock. Breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring Man in Black. That's February 12th. Faith, South Dakota, Slutton Angus Bull Sale.
And it all kicks off this Friday. That's right, folks. It's the annual Black Hill Stock Show and Rodeo. It starts Friday and it goes through February 3rd. It all happens in the Black Hills, Rapid City, South Dakota. And there are a ton of things on the agenda. They have things like horse shows, horse sales. They've got extreme bull riding. They've got rodeo events, including ranch rodeo. They've got Bronx for breakfast. Don't miss their Boots and Beer Festival. They have so many things. Make sure you check it out. Get your plans made. The clock is ticking for the annual Black Hill Stock Show and Rodeo.
Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News out of Belthouse, South Dakota. Check it out at tsln.com.
Hey, Mike, have you ever wondered what kind of things get left behind in hotel rooms?
I think it'd be kind of a wide variety of things.
Well, it really, really is. Let me share this with you. European hotels found some of the most unusual items left behind by vacationers. One hotel reported finding a full clown costume, complete with a wig and a red nose, left behind in a room. Wouldn't have guessed that one. Another hotel reported staff found thousands of old German mark coins stashed behind the water tank of a toilet.
I'll bet somebody missed them at some
point. I'll bet you're right. They gave the 10 most unusual lost and found items. They included dentures. You'd think you'd notice that.
Yeah, you'd kind of catch on to that.
Yeah. Witchcraft paraphernalia.
Witchcraft, okay.
Yeah. Prosthetic limbs. Now, come on, you got to notice that. Or they found a glass eye, a grandma's lucky teacup, thousands of German marks, as I mentioned before, an inflatable boat, caviar, and rosary beads that I'm not sure I could have been given an opportunity to guess for a very long time, and I would have never come up with any of those.
That's quite a
list. Except maybe dentures.
Yeah, that is quite a list there.
Indeed.
So, some thoughts for 2024. Kids today don't know how easy they have it. Why, when I was young, I had to walk 9 feet through shag carpet to change the TV channel.
That's right. I remember having to do that. It was rough, people.
How about this one? As you get older, senility has been a smooth transition for me.
Hardly noticed.
Remember back when we were kids and every time it was below zero out, they closed school? Me neither.
Yeah, no, not at all.
I love being over 65. I learn something new every day and forget a few others. A thief broke into my house last night. He started searching for money, so I woke up and searched with him.
Oh, there you go. Good thinking.
Doesn't say if they found anything.
Exactly.
Just a few things, some thoughts for 2024.
Okay, and I've got some things from Jim Whiting here, just outside of Valentine. He's got an interesting perspective. I'm not sure these are original, but he definitely has an interesting perspective on life.
We appreciate him sharing them with us.
We do. We've got all kinds of things that he has shared over time, and he can just keep them coming as far as we're concerned. We like it. Okay, from Jim Whiting. Now remember, from Jim, not me. We hang petty thieves and appoint the great ones to public office. Okay, actually, surprisingly enough, Aesop said that.
Oh, Aesop did.
Yeah.
Aesop's Fables.
Yes, okay. Exactly. I thought that was very interesting. Politicians are the same all over. They promise to build a bridge even when there is no river.
Yep.
Nikita Khrushchev, a Russian Soviet politician, said that. And here's one. When I was a boy, I was told that anybody could become president. I'm beginning to believe it. That's quoted in Clarence Darrow for the Defense by Irving Stone. And another quote, politicians are people who, when they see light at the end of the tunnel, they go out and buy more tunnel.
That seems true.
John Quinton, an American actor writer. And these are more sent in by Jim Whiting. I offered my opponents a deal. If they stop telling lies about me, I will stop telling the truth about them. Stevenson, a campaign speech in 1952, was quoted as saying that.
You got to love those politicians. They always give us something funny to talk about.
That's right.
And thanks to Jim Whiting for sending those in to The Good Stuff.